Hi, welcome back to Keeping Up with Ali and Gigi.
Looking into Little Rock 9. Going to begin with a timeline to show you guys the events that happened. In 1954, the Supreme Court decided on Brown versus Board of Education to desegregate public high schools, or in general, sorry, schools. In 1955, the school board of Little Rock 9 complied with the ruling. In 1957, 9 African Americans signed up to Little Rock Central High School. September 4th, 1957, the National Guard turned Little Rock 9 away. September 14th, 1957, President Dwight D. Eisenhower met Phibus. September 20th of 1957, was the injunction of the NAACP, the lawyers withdrew the National Guard. September 23rd of 1957, the students, the Little Rock Nine, had to go earlier to school because of so much protesters. September 24th of 1957, the U.S. Army Airborne Division was sent. In September 25th of 1957, the Little Rock Nine finally entered the school. November 27th of 1957, which ended the 1957 era, the last thing that happened was the U.S. Army Airborne left the Little Rock Nine alone. So it was kind of like the stage of things got better. It was time for their independent time to be alone without needing protection.
In 1958, the Little Rock Nine received the NAACP Spin Guard Medal. In May 8th, 1958, President Eisenhower takes guards away, which lets them be alone. On May 27, Ernest Green graduates Central High from... and he was a member from the Little Rock Nine. September 1958, Phibus signed a law closing Little Rock Nine High School. On June 1959, Phibus' law was declared unconstitutional. In 1982, the Little Rock Central High School changed its name to National Register of Historic Places. On November 9, 1999, the Little Rock Nine won a Congressional Gold Medal. On August 2005, they received sculptures in Arkansas as recognition. And lastly, on April 2nd of 2009, Carlotto Wall's lawyer, youngest of the nine, got an award from Quinnap University.
The causes and issues that led up to this movement would be Brown versus Board of Education, the battle of federalism, who had the power, the state or the country, but this is a state issue and caused much fighting because many states accepted the ruling, others didn't. And that's why it was a very big battle of federalism. Arkansas governor didn't want to have them enrolled, which goes back to the state or country decision. It was, you know, the Arkansas governor was just very against the ruling. And the need to change in the South, the segregation. Mind you, segregation was still a huge issue, and it was kind of, you know, they wanted to change. The movement really wanted to see Black African Americans conquer and win and be able to get an education and succeed.
And so the outcome of all this struggling and the suffering that the Little Rock Nine had to go through, the civil rights movement progressed. So now discrimination is being cleared out in schools, and that causes a better future for the students and the teachers. Segregation was a big part of it, and now it has decreased in some states, you know. We still struggle with it today, but it was decreased, and Ernest Green was the first Black graduate of Central High School.
Basically, my thoughts and reflections would be, I believe the Little Rock Nine were brave and amazing students with an eager soul to do better in their life. I am honestly beyond content that they received the opportunity to further their education and become someone in their life, you know? Everyone should have that opportunity, and for them to have been deprived of it is pretty, it was scary, but very like unfair and inhumane, and the main word, unconstitutional. Being segregated from the best schools, which were white schools, of course, like what a coincidence, was such an inhumane thing because they never received the same supplies or the same equality. That BS of separate but equal, it was very much a lie. They were, yes, separate, yet not even equal. White schools would receive better education, better teachers, better books, better computers, better everything. And I believe this, the Little Rock Nine, were a huge step for the civil rights movement. They did what they wanted, and they showed the white community, you know, that the black community could do this as well. And it affected the rest of the decade, you know, that have come.
I believe that this was a very brave and courageous act to do, because they changed history forever for everyone who was suffering from segregation. Just only with the 9 kids who stepped up for their race, now everyone will have a chance in education and equality. This movement was the beginning to ending segregation, and I believe that it was a success. America is now somewhat equally diverse, and racial segregation, it's a problem, but it's not really a major issue.